G'day legends, I'm Kat John. Welcome to the Real Raw Relatable Podcast. I'm an authenticity coach and keynote speaker who is here to help you powerfully manage the thoughts in your head so you can listen to your heart and focus on what matters. I'll be sharing how to do this through real guidance, raw truths, and relatable stories. Legends, welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're wonderful, ace, and if you're not, my hope for you is that you have the tools and skills inside of you, resources, to come back to your wholeness, which is already there. Come back to your goodness, your heart, which is already there. And if not, if you don't have those resources, that you seek the resources, whether they're free, whether they're paid. Because to be apart from our true essence and our true nature is, it's pretty tough going, you know. It can really, really suck. Which comes to the question that I want to ask you today. It's a reflective question. And it is, what are you tired of? What are you tired of? And I know I've done an episode late last year in October about what are you utterly done with? It's a question that I also pose in the Zero Fucks program. What are you tired of? You know, what is taking place in your life, in your head, in your belief system, in your pattern, in your behavior that you're just fucking tired of? I was looking at my journal actually, which inspired this question. And I wrote in there some time ago, I'm tired of being on guard in my own home. I'm tired of being on guard in my own home. And that came from, and I've shared this very openly, and it's definitely a journey that I continue to navigate, where my wounds and my ego and my nervous system is pretty, you know, pretty hypervigilant when it comes to safety. And when certain circumstances or scenarios or environments mimic what my ego and what my wounds and what my nervous system recognizes, or it mimics times in the past, especially young times in the past of sexual abuse, when it mimics that, not that the abuse is mimicked, but it's the feeling like my space and me is getting encroached upon, not considered. I get on guard because that is the coping strategy. That is the coping mechanism. That is the, well, that's going to keep me safe to be on guard. And so there are times, you know, I will fleet in and fleet out of being on guard in my own home. Do you know how fucking tiring that is? Being on guard with the people that I love at the level of my heart. I love them. And who have absolutely no intention of hurting me, whatevering me, you know. They are humans that live in the house. And yet when the lens of my previous selves are donned, I go into, cool, swords are up, armor up. And I just remember, yeah, being really tired of that. And I guess to be a more recent time, just to give you some examples, there was recently, as I shared a few episodes ago about honoring the mother, and there's this real deepening taking place. What I had really recognized is the tiredness of the way that my inner critic and the ego will talk to me, and my limiting beliefs will talk to me. And it was just this time where I went up on Zoom before a coaching client, and there's this beautiful voice internally whispered, be kind to the woman in your reflection, which was going to be me because I got on before my client did. And I thought, oh my gosh, how nice was that voice? How nice was that voice? And it wasn't until I recognized that that voice came in and said it, how unconscious I probably was to when Zoom would open and I'd be like, oh, hell, shit, oh, fuck, got to change the angle because, you know, got to look better from this angle. You got to fluff your hair more, or you got to, the lighting's bad because look at your face in this lighting. Oh, that's better in that lighting. And that was just kind of there, you know, that was there. And when that beautiful voice and that kind sentence, phrase, be kind to the woman in your reflection, it just made me realize, oof, wow, okay, how have I been talking to myself that I'm unaware of? And what I've been doing is just catching myself out little by little. And when I go to Pilates, for example, there's mirrors in front of us. And if I can catch myself out, or I can hear myself say mean things about myself, there's just this kindness coming over. And it's making me realize just how tired I am of the rubbish that I allow, in my own self-talk. And well, I've certainly allowed it up until now where, yeah, it's just kind of been the voice that I've allowed, the voice that I've let say nasty things. And so, like I said, that's something that has helped me recognize what I'm tired of. And these types of questions are self-reflective and self-inquiry type questions where a lot of people, you know, they say, Kat, I don't know how to journal. You know, what do you journal about? I don't journal, for me, I don't journal about the day and how it's been and what I did from morning to night. That's not the way that I journal. I journal through self-inquiry questions. And this is simply one of them. What am I tired of? What am I tired of allowing? What am I tired of tolerating? What am I tired of letting into my life? What thoughts am I tired of thinking? So if you just use the centerpiece of tired, like what are you tired of? You can branch off in different, different self-inquiry questions. It could be in my relationship, what am I tired of accepting? In my relationship, what am I tired or what behavior am I tired of repeating? In my finances, what am I tired? Same again, what am I tired of repeating? So you can look at the areas of your life. You can look at the areas of your health. You can look at the areas of your friendship, the wheel of life fundamentally, and just get clarity. Sometimes for people, when we ask the positive question, you know, what makes me feel alive, for example, some can find that, I don't fucking know. I don't know what makes me feel alive. So to go to, say, call air quotes, the negative, what am I tired of? It can help us answer the what makes me feel alive, but just in a different way. And so it could be what makes me feel alive in my relationship, what makes me feel alive in my health and well-being. And it's like, I don't fucking know. I don't know. If I knew, then I would be doing it, wouldn't I? So it's like, okay, what am I tired of experiencing in my health? What am I tired of experiencing in money? What am I tired of tolerating, accepting, et cetera, in my relationship? In what ways am I tired of showing up in my life, right? Because in essence, that's going to give you the answer as to what's going to be taking away from you feeling alive or empowered or in control or in whatever it may be, free, liberated, authentic. So this is how I journal. I journal through asking those types of questions because I reckon it's pretty darn powerful. And if you couple that with some music and 3 Good Minutes, which is another podcast that I did, and spend 3 minutes, you write the question at the top, you turn on some really beautiful music, and you close your eyes. And you let that answer find you. You allow that answer to find you. And it may not be in that very moment right? But at least you've asked the question, you've written it down. And then throughout the day, as you're relaxed and pondering and or in a moment of relaxation, could be when you're in the shower, the answer comes. And then you write it down. And this is how you start to get to know you. This is how you start to get to know the you behind the personality, you behind the persona, you behind your very automatic ways of operating in the world. And this is where we start to know who we are, who we really are, you know, who we really are. And aren't we all fucking aching, aching to remember who we are? I know I have ached and yearned and craved to know the real me behind the, this is who I've got to present to the world. And I know that's you too. I know that's you too. So wouldn't it be nice to start self-inquiry type questions, journaling, couple it with 3 good minutes of meditation? Fuck it. Don't even call it meditation because that may, you know, put up resistant barriers. It's just time with you and you. And when you ask those questions and you get those answers and you have clarity and then you have something to action, to take the next best step, what you are doing is taking the next best step out of your persona, out of who you think you are, out of who you think you have to be, out of patterned responses, and you're stepping more deeply into your essence, your authentic self, your true self, whatever you want to call it. It's all the same. It's all the same. And so that is my extension to you today. That is my extension. What are you tired of? And really take a minute to consider about what you're tired of. Branch it off into different areas of your life. Fill up, you know, 10 pages of your journal and then take that next best step. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Real, Raw, Relatable podcast. Today's episode was recorded on the traditional lands of the Pun Wurrung people, and I pay my respects to their elders past, present, and emerging. If you love today's episode, share it on with someone who you know could do with hearing today's episode. Rate or review the podcast. And better yet, once you've done your self-inquiry question and you've got an answer, share it with us. Email info@catchon.com.au. As I would love to read the clarity that you have and what next best step you'll be taking. If you want to take this work deeper and work together, then please get in touch. You can work with me through one-to-one coaching, join the Zero Fucks program, sign up to my meditation membership, take your meds, or for corporate gigs, events, and talks, then we can chat about keynote speaking. Hit me up at info@catjohn.com.au or head to my website, catjohn.com.au, as if it's right, I would love to serve you. I'll catch you in your earballs next week. Lots of love. Peace be with you.